Hello, it is Thursday the 13th of August 2013 and the time is 8 o'clock in the evening, and I've just interrupted my viewing of Game of Thrones to record this. I watched the first season. I mean, I've read all the books and I started watching the first season, but towards the end of the first season, when I started watching, they brought out the latest book, A Dance with Dragons. And I didn't really want to start watching the episodes while reading the book. So I kind of stopped. But I've got all three seasons, so I decided to start ploughing through them. And yeah, very good. I can see why so many people like it and so many people rate it. Yeah, I mean, it generally ticks along at the same sort of, you know, line, storyline as the books, but a little bit faster. But then, of course, books always tend to pad things out more descriptions, more of what people are thinking, etc., etc., because the chapters in the books are written from points of view of different characters, and yeah, I mean, they're brilliant books, I must admit. And it's a brilliant series. And in a lot of ways, I do prefer to watch these things as one whole thing, if you can, by sort of watching them over a period of a few days. Because you really get into the story of it all and really go into that world. So, yeah, so far, so good. Yesterday, popped in to see Jose, the mechanic up the road, and luckily there was a guy there who speaks both English and Portuguese. So I've basically got Jose on Thursday. He's going to take the car in for the MOT or IMTT, as it is here, and he makes sure the car is okay before he goes. And yeah, I'm not sure how much it's going to cost. It's worth it for another year's motoring, and it just saves me a lot of hassle. I didn't really fancy it, to be honest with you, and not speaking fluent Portuguese. I just don't really want to go there, have the car fail, and then have to come back. And I thought, no, because I always used to do that in the UK anyway. Is I used to get it serviced and made sure it goes through the MOT. Of course, the mechanic could MOT it at the garage, but here they go to an MOT centre. So that's all booked in for Thursday. Get there at 8 o'clock in the morning. Have to set the old alarm. I know it's not really early, but yeah, just in case I don't wake up in time. Last night, yeah, I didn't sleep all that well last night. I woke up a couple of times, so I got up, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I thought, I'll go out and have a look, see if there's any meteors about. And I did catch a couple, which was nice. Also, well, in the evening, we went out for a couple of beers. And when I come back, I took a few pictures of the crescent moon that was just hanging low in the night sky. So yeah, I'm quite pleased with it. It took me a while to get the right exposure settings, but done it in the end. And I'm glad I'd sort of been messing about with the old single lens, you know, the DSLR, because, you know, and I've been using it on manual as well. And it comes back to you, the f-stops and depth of field and different, you know, film settings or speeds, you know, ISO settings. So yeah, it all starts coming back to you. I mean, the new cameras are absolutely, you know, brilliant, but of course, as soon as you start to go into that automatic mode, you kind of allow the camera to take the control away from you. And and you know, it really, if you can use a camera manually, you can do so much more with it and get the exposure settings that you really want or really need for the particular shots. Anyway, there we go. So I'm going to make myself a cup of tea and I'm going to watch another episode of Game of Thrones. Bye for now.